Two logos appear side by side. LEGO Star Wars. In space, pieces of a broken LEGO TIE fighter float along with Storm and Sith Trooper minifigures.
Destroyed, the First Order was. Eliminated were the Sith. Across the galaxy, peace had spread. With freedom restored, Life Day could once again be celebrated. What is Life Day, you ask? A holiday of friendship, of family, of connection.
A book opens to the title page, which reads, The LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special.
To Kashyyyk, Rey and her friends traveled to celebrate with Chewbacca and his family. Although for Rey and Finn, the celebration would wait.
Aboard the Millennium Falcon, Finn wields a lightsaber as a training remote hits him with sting beams.
It's all right, Finn. I believe in you. Just concentrate.
Well, it's kind of hard with them, you know.
Looking at me?
Three porgs glare. Rey puts a helmet on him.
No more porgs. Now remember, be mindful of your surroundings. Feel the remote.
With the helmet's blast shield covering Finn's eyes, the remote zaps him again.
No, but I felt that.
Finn, I know the Force is strong with you. I sense it. Remember, a Jedi
must let go.
He swings the lightsaber around wildly. She ducks out of the way, then Finn slices a cabinet. He lifts the blast shield angrily. He cuts the remote in half.
Aw, yeah!
He does a dance and the remote zaps him. Finn throws his helmet at the remote, but it bounces back into his head.
I don't understand. This is everything I'm supposed to be doing.
She opens a book.
Are you sure I'm ready to become a Jedi?
Hand me the lightsaber.
Guess not.
He hands it over.
The Jedi texts say that when we travel down a wrong path, we must search for another.
A wood lightsaber. Seriously.
No, a new path.
Finn holds the wooden lightsaber.
The new path gave me a splinter.
Using the Force, Rey repairs the remote and it zaps the wooden lightsaber, which catches fire.
What am I doing wrong?
Lightsabers down, you two. We've got a Life Day party to set up. Chewie's entire family is coming. And if there's one thing Wookiees love, it's... well, it's ripping arms off things. But if there's two things they love, it's arm ripping and parties. Finn, can I put you down for decorating duty?
Sure. I need a break.
And Rey, you're in too, right? You volunteered to roast the tip, yep.
Mm-hmm. Tip, yep.
She leaves.
You think she's in? Yeah, she's in.
Unsatisfied with her teaching, Rey was. To the Jedi texts. She went for answers.
Did that.
She picks up another book.
Did that. Oh, that too. I followed every teaching. Ah, what am I missing? Why can't I train him?
Rey leans against a wall with a frustrated look, then sits down on the floor. Closing her eyes, she takes a deep breath. On a shelf, the Jedi texts shake. Rey's eyes open suddenly, and she notices one of the texts lying open and face down. She picks it up and reads from the page it's open to. Later, a porg hops into a bin.
All right, people, Chewie's family is on their way. We've got a lot of work and not a lot of time.
Rey runs in, holding the text.
Look what I found.
Tip-yip recipe.
In the temple on Kordoku, only on Life Day, but once a year, with a key to the galaxy's past, a Jedi's future becomes clear.
So, not a tip-yip recipe.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I think it means I need to go to Kordoku to help me, you, us, with your training.
Put the book down, Rey. We can figure it all out tomorrow. Even Jedi Masters deserve a day off.
Life Day is today. I'm afraid I have to go now.
No!
Chewie's right, you can't leave.
I'm sorry. But I'm sure one of you can make the tip-yip.
Life Day is about family. It's not about the tip-yip.
Oh, it's all about the tip-yip.
But yeah, family.
I won't miss the party. I promise.
BB-8 looks up at Poe.
Oh, no. You're leaving too, buddy?
Don't leave.
BB-8 rolls past D.O.
He left. I miss my friend.
Yeah. I already miss him, too.
Are you crying?
No. It's allergies. Stupid Wookiee planet all fur and tree pollen. Besides, generals don't cry.
Poe blows his nose.
Exactly. They lead.
Uh-oh. He's getting the look.
We're only in trouble if he says I have a plan.
I have a plan! We're not just going to put on a party. We're going to put on the greatest Life Day party in the history of the galaxy! You guys decorate, I'll handle the tip-yip.
Have you ever made tip-yip?
No, I have not!
Outside, Rey climbs into an X-Wing.
Rey, wait! You're not leaving because of me, are you?
No, Finn. Because of me.
I know I can become a Jedi!
Which is why I have to go.
So you are leaving because of me, right? May the Force be...
The X-Wing flies away.
You know the rest.
Now it approaches a blue planet.
At Kordoku, Rey had arrived. But difficult to find, the temple was.
The X-Wing soars over thick clouds.
It has to be here somewhere.
As Rey flies low through the sky, she emerges from the clouds right in front of a towering rock formation with a jagged peak. Rey flies the plane straight up to avoid the formation, leaving a trail of clouds behind her.
I think we found it.
She circles the formation as she descends, then lands on the snowy ground. Rey and BB-8 approach a rising door at the base of the formation.
You can say that again.
A view looks up at the towering rock formation, then Rey and BB-8 enter the Jedi Temple. She gazes around at stone pillars rising high above her.
Wow, this is beautiful.
The door slams shut and a pile of snow lands on BB-8. Rey walks along one of six paths, which meet in the center of the temple. She looks up at the wall, a carving partially hidden beneath snow piled up to the surface. Rey brushes away the snow, revealing the symbol of the Jedi Order carved in the stone. Noticing an object nestled in the center, she shuts her eyes and reaches out her hand. The spike-shaped crystal with wrappings around it moves slightly before flying into Rey's hand.
With a key to the galaxy's past. This has got to be the key. What does it open?
A portal appears behind her.
With a key to the galaxy's... What is it?
As she turns around, she drops the key and the portal disappears.
Wow, Rey!
She picks up the key. As she moves it in a circle, the portal reappears. Lego pieces rotate quickly around the edge of the circular portal.
I think this opens some sort of force gateway to...
BB-8 bumps into Rey and they both fall into the portal, which drops them into a swamp where trees grow out of the water. She draws the key into her hand.
Where are we?
She spots young Luke Skywalker doing a one-handed handstand.
Now the rock. Concentrate.
Yoda stands on Luke's foot as he levitates objects.
That's Master Luke. And that must be... Yoda! Somehow we're on Dagobah when Luke Skywalker received his training. Can you imagine the profound Jedi wisdom they're sharing?
Master Yoda? The blood is really starting to rush to my head!
Concentrate, young Skywalker. Concentrate!
Luke loses his balance and they fall.
Master and apprentice. Maybe I could learn something from this.
You want me to lift my X-Wing out of the swamp? With only the Force? All right, I'll try.
No. Do or do not. There is no try.
Closing his eyes in concentration, Luke reaches his hand toward the swamp.
Isn't trying like a good thing?
Participation trophies for Jedi. There are not.
Luke tries again, his hand trembling as he extends it toward his X-Wing, which slowly starts to rise out of the swamp. As Rey watches, BB-8 notices something behind them. A scaly creature starts to emerge from the water. Gritting his teeth, Luke opens his eyes and the X-Wing sinks.
Cut it out! I'm trying to learn here.
A scaly tentacle wraps around BB-8 and Rey yanks him free. She waves the key and escapes with BB-8 through the portal, which returns them to the Jedi Temple.
It's just like the Jedi text said, with a key to the galaxy's past. A Jedi's future becomes clear. This is how I learned to train Finn. By watching other Jedi Masters train their students. Come on! It's like Master Yoda said, do or do not, and I'm gonna do.
A portal transports them under a table at which young Obi-Wan Kenobi sits with Qui-Gon Jinn.
Board. Who cares about a trade dispute?
Jedi do not seek adventure.
I understand. It's just that it's not very...
Gas!
Gas seeps into the room through a vent.
Now this is more like it!
Focus, Obi-Wan!
They draw their lightsabers.
Hurry, BB-8.
Another portal drops them on top of a rising elevator.
Focus, Anakin. I know you're eager to see Padme again, but we're on a mission.
I am focused, Master.
Follow my example and be mindful, Anakin. A Jedi must have complete awareness of their surroundings.
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi training Anakin Skywalker. No, they didn't see me.
Hello there.
Lightsabers ignited, they join her atop the elevator.
Hi.
Rey opens another portal, and she and BB-8 jump through it. Obi-Wan and Anakin exchange a confused look. Now, a fleet of Rebel X-Wings closes in on the Death Star. With R2-D2's domed head sticking out of his X-Wing, Luke Skywalker maneuvers into a trench on the battle station.
R2, try and lock...
Rey and BB-8 drop into the cockpit.
What are you doing? I'm trying to aim here!
Use the Force, Luke.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
You're blocking my targeting computer!
Ow! Stop!
Behind them, Darth Vader shoots at them from his TIE fighter.
Use the Force, Luke.
Huh?
Listen to your master! Use the Force!
I have you now.
The ship next to Vader gets shot down. Yahoo! The Millennium Falcon swoops in. The other remaining TIE fighter crashes into Vader, sending it spinning out of control.
You're all clear, kid! Now let's blow this thing and go home!
Luke shoots two torpedoes into the thermo exhaust port. He soars away with one other X-Wing and the Millennium Falcon as the Death Star explodes.
Thank you?
Rey and BB-8 disappear.
You're welcome.
In the Jedi Temple, Rey and BB-8 fall out of a portal.
We just saw Luke Skywalker blow up the Death Star! No! Wait! Technically, we helped Luke Skywalker blow up the Death Star! Master and apprentice! So cool! Best life day ever!
On the Millennium Falcon? Beginning to feel like life day. It was.
Decorations? Check. Lights? Check. Ice sculpture?
The sculpture gets knocked over.
In progress. Oh, Chewie, we still need a tree. Finn and I will clean up this mess.
You know how Rey said we wouldn't notice she was gone?
Smoke fills the room.
Yeah, I noticed.
On top of the ship.
Full thrust, 3PO!
Poe holds a chicken-like tip-yip on the stick in front of a thruster.
What are you doing?
Engine thruster roasting! Cook super fast!
Dark smoke rises and Poe stands. As he admires the charred black tip-yip, it bursts into flames and Dio extinguishes it.
Disaster averted.
A tree falls onto the Falcon, then a few porks, Dio, and Chewbacca emerge through the branches, in the Jedi Temple.
Amazing! We've seen my master, my master's master, my master's father, my master's father's master! Where are you going? But there's so much more to see, to pass on to Finn. We'll be back in plenty of time for the party, I promise.
BB-8's arm resembles a hand on his hip.
Just one more master and apprentice? For me? For Finn? I've got a good feeling about this.
They jump through a portal.
Though she did not know it. Fraught with peril, Rey's quest was...
On the second Death Star.
Soon the rebels will arrive and fall into my trap. By the time they discover Death Star 2 is fully operational, it will be too late. They will be destroyed, and I shall rule the galaxy for eternity. I sense you disagree, Lord Vader.
No, it's just Death Star 2 feels kind of derivative.
Mm-hmm, and I suppose you have a better name?
How about Star Killer Base?
Oh, pff, that's the stupidest name I've ever heard.
Behind them, Rey and BB-8 enter through a portal.
But it's life day. I got you something you're really gonna like.
Ooh, gimme.
Emperor Palpatine opens a gift box to find a mug.
Galaxy's best emperor. Of course I'm the galaxy's best emperor! I'm the galaxy's only emperor!
He tosses it near Rey and BB-8.
This is so not what I had in mind.
I heard something!
Let's get out of here.
They jump into a portal, which remains as Vader walks over with the Emperor, who throws the mug into the portal.
Hey, I had to hit every gift shop on Batu to find you that.
Forget the mug. Whatever made this must be very powerful. Me Wazzy, you get it!
He shoves Vader into the portal before it closes. Now Rey falls out of the portal into the Jedi Temple and catches BB-8.
You were right. We should go home. Can you imagine if those two had seen us? That would have been...
She turns to Vader.
Not good.
On the Millennium Falcon.
Hurrying to finish setting up the party, our heroes were. Soon to arrive, Chewbacca's family was.
Looking good. Tree, food, decorations. Oh, I almost forgot music.
As Dio plays music, Poe dances wearing a holiday sweater with BB-8 on it.
It is on!
A few Wookiees arrive and Chewbacca greets them.
Welcome, everyone! Gifts go under the tree, and there's food over there!
The Wookiees knock Poe down on their way to the food. One Wookiee chases a Porg, who hides behind Chewie. The Wookiee bumps into BB-9E, who lands on an ice sculpture of Tauntauns pulling a speeder.
It's not going well.
If this party gets any worse, Poe's gonna start losing arms.
Who's up for party games?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Rose and Finn look toward the cockpit.
Distress signal.
At the Jedi Temple. Darth Vader uses the Force to pull the key out of Rey's hand.
All too easy. Now I have the... what is this thing?
Give that back!
As Rey charges with her yellow lightsaber, Vader sends huge boulders crashing down between them. Rey uses the Force to levitate the rocks, then throws some at Vader, who slices one in half.
You are a Jedi?
That's right.
She draws the key out of his hand, but it stops in midair, suspended between them. The key spins, opening a portal before disappearing through it. Rey and Vader jump through after it, but BB-8 just misses the portal. The key, Rey, and Vader emerge from the portal into a control room where they fight with their sabers. The floor shakes, and a view from outside reveals AT-ATs firing on Hoth. Their sabers lock together.
Impressive. I almost feel bad having to destroy you. Almost.
He throws her onto her back before an explosion knocks him away. Another Darth Vader enters with a group of snowtroopers who march behind the second Vader, then suddenly stop.
What are you doing? Follow me.
But you're right there.
That's not me?
Sure looks like you. Helmet, chest buttons, heavy breathing.
The second Vader force chokes him.
We are invading the Rebel base. Forget the base. Stop the girl. You dare contradict me? I'm in charge here. No, I'm in charge.
The two Darth Vaders fight with their lightsabers.
Who do you think you are? I'm you. No, you're me.
Any idea what the protocol is here?
One Vader force throws a Lego brick at the other, who slices it in half.
Impressive. Most impressive. You are me. Destroy her.
They both point at Rey. As troopers shoot at her, she somersaults and the key gets knocked away. It opens a portal, which she jumps through. The first Vader and two troopers follow. The portal disappears.
That was weird. Come on.
On Mustafar, Anakin and Obi-Wan fight on a river of lava.
I hate you, Obi-Wan!
Careful, Anakin. Anger leads to hate, and hate leads to...
I know what it leads to!
Nearby, the two troopers fall onto one platform, while Rey and Vader land on two others. They battle with their sabers, as do Anakin and Obi-Wan, as they all drift down the river of lava.
I have it! Lord Vader, I have it!
Vader gets the key from a trooper, but Rey steals it. She grimaces as they approach the edge of a steep drop. Just before they go over, she opens a portal and everyone falls in. On Navarro, troopers fire at the Mandalorian, who takes cover around a corner with IG-11 and the child. Rey and Vader fight as they fall out of a portal.
Oh,
so cute.
They continue fighting, then fall through another portal. The battle resumes. At the Bunta Eve pod race on Tatooine.
Sebulba's in the lead, followed closely by Skywalker! They're side by side!
Troopers land in Sebulba's pod racer, and the key gets stuck in the energy beam between its two engines. Rey and Vader fight on the front of Anakin's vehicle, then both pod racers go through a portal. Elsewhere, two troopers sit on speeders.
Traffic duty. The worst. Hey! I just thought that exact thing! Sometimes it feels like we're the same person.
A portal appears.
Pod racers. Don't see those every day.
Jinx! Oh! Double jinx!
On the front of Anakin's pod racer, Rey and Vader continue their battle. Then he jumps up onto Sebulba's racer. The traffic troopers pull alongside them. They bump into the racers, sending the key spinning into the air. A portal opens, and they all get transported to the sky above Exegol. As they plummet toward a Star Destroyer, Rey opens a portal, and several stormtroopers marching on the deck fall in before the rest of the group. They drop through several different environments, and Rey and Vader clash lightsabers as people from various places and time periods fall around them. They go through another portal. On Tatooine, young Luke Skywalker steps away from the moisture farm and gazes up at the planet's binary suns. As he takes a sip of milk, a portal appears, dropping dozens of people and vehicles in the distance. Luke wipes away a blue milk mustache. Now, the people from the portal sit up confusedly. Princess Leia stands by as two troopers switch helmets. Nearby, three Obi-Wans of different ages look at each other.
Hello there.
They look over as Darth Maul drags his torso forward. The characters take sides and face each other. Young and old Han Solo stand together.
Gunta Solos?
You wanna shoot first?
After you!
Both Han shoot Greedo. Then the good and evil sides charge at each other. Above, a jet trooper collides with a speeder as on the ground, Darth Maul spins around on one hand. Away from the battle, Rey and Vader continue their fight.
Someone has trained you well.
You have no idea!
Who are you guys?
Master Skywalker.
My son. I mean, my. These binary suns, sure are hot.
What is this?
He picks up the key.
The key!
Private farm, no trespassing!
They tackle young Luke. He drops the key, which spins on the ground, opening a portal. In the Jedi Temple, the walls shake around BB-8. The key hits his head, and he picks it up before Luke, Rey, and Vader land on him.
The key! Where's the key?
BB-8 rolls away, but Vader uses the Force to smash him against a pillar, and he breaks into pieces.
I'll take that.
He opens a portal.
BB-8!
Vader stops to pick up the Emperor's mug.
And that.
He goes through the portal. Rey jumps after him, but the portal closes just before she reaches it.
Worst life day ever.
As she looks down sadly, young Luke scratches his head in confusion. On the second Death Star, the Emperor spins around on his throne. Vader appears.
Happy life day.
Took you long enough. Now gimme.
He takes the key.
What is it?
A key that allows us to travel across space and time. I have witnessed its awesome power. With it, we can rule the galaxy.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Ooh, idea. Let's go to the future. Jedi destroyed, rebellion crushed, and yours truly reign supreme. Let's see where I'm at in, pick a number, 30 years.
Elsewhere, light flashes in a closet. On the First Order dreadnought, a shirtless Kylo Ren enters his quarters.
Who's Supreme Leader? I'm Supreme Leader.
Do a little dance now.
General Supreme Hux comes in.
Supreme Leader.
Supreme Leader. We've prepared the...
He eyes Kylo Ren's stomach.
Ships to head to the pectoral locations. Platoon locations across the midriff. Rim! For the... Navy! Know what? I'll come back later.
In the closet.
Who is this kid? What does he mean, Supreme Leader? Is that above Emperor? Kinda sounds like it.
I can hear you talking, and him breathing, and... Grandpa?
He spins around while hugging Vader.
Yup, that's me. Wait, Grandpa?
And Emperor Palpatine? I don't believe it! How are you even here?
Life Day miracle?
This is so cool! You're my inspiration!
He has posters of Vader on his wall.
In fact, I'm about to finish what you started. I just made myself Supreme Leader, and I...
Hey, we'll talk about that Supreme Leader stuff later. Let's get to me. So, I assume I now rule the entire galaxy for all eternity, hmm?
Well...
Okay, most of the galaxy? Some of the galaxy? A lousy Tabana gas mine? Anything?
Boy, do I have a story to tell you.
You think maybe you could put a shirt on before you tell it?
In the Jedi Temple, Rey tries to repair BB-8.
Where are we? And who are you?
Me. Oh, Just the Jedi Master who let Darth Vader on the loose to who knows where or when.
Yeah, I'm only a moisture farmer. I have no idea what a Darth Vader is. Now, if you got questions about vape raiders, I'm your guy.
Oh, poor BB-8.
Maybe I can help. Hand me that head plate.
Luke quickly finishes repairing BB-8.
Look at that! Thank you, Luke.
Oh, it was nothing. Whoa! I've never seen a droid move like that!
BB-8 rolls around quickly and extends a tool.
Get back here, little guy! He's so cute! Look at him go!
On the dreadnought.
So, let me get this straight. He betrays me, throws me down a reactor shaft, and I don't rule the galaxy for eternity.
Yep, that's pretty much the story.
You got a lightsaber, kid?
Kylo Ren ignites his red T-shaped saber.
Ooh, crackly cross guards. May I?
Kylo Ren gives the Emperor his saber.
Way more impressive than his.
I heard that.
I know. How about a mask? Huh? You got a mask?
Well, I did, but I broke it.
Oh, then allow me.
The Emperor extends his hand toward the broken pieces of Kylo Ren's mask, which float into the air and reassemble. Kylo Ren puts it on, the repaired areas glowing red.
Oh, that's original.
No one asked you. Last question. Would you ever, under any circumstance, betray your master? Like, say, throw him down a reactor shaft?
Kylo Ren flashes back to kneeling in front of Snoke and using the Force to turn Rey's lightsaber toward his master. It ignites and Snoke's upper half falls off his legs. In the present.
Reactor shaft? No.
Then come with me.
Where are we going?
The Emperor opens a portal.
To change our destiny.
He goes through the portal with Kylo Ren. Vader follows.
Meanwhile, on the Millennium Falcon, hungry and bored, Chewbacca's family was.
One Wookiee puts a porg in its mouth, but Chewie makes him spit it out. The porg runs past Poe, Rose, and Finn.
What's with the smiles? Enjoying the biggest intergalactic disaster since Jar Jar Binks' Senate speech?
Nope. That.
Max Rebo pushes in his keyboard.
You can set up over there, Max.
What is Max Rebo doing here? No one's listened to him in like 30 years.
We hired him to kick this party up.
And isn't it the Max Rebo 7? I mean, where are the other, 6? Oh. My condolences. Guys, this is a nice thought, but no one listens to Max.
Max Rebo? Now this is a life day party.
Where's my boyfriend? There he is.
Chewie hugs Maz.
What is going on?
Life day is about being with friends and family, right?
So we figured the more the merrier.
McClunky.
Off-world Jawa. Nice.
And when you decided to invite an entire star system for dinner, did you have a plan to feed them all?
Of course we did.
Oh, sorry. I knew you'd be back with a bunch of tip-yip.
Straight to the galley with those, Zori.
Lando receives a gift.
Please be a cape.
That's a wrap!
Finn holds a mic.
This is one of my favorites. Hope it's one of yours.
Max plays on his circular keyboard.
Joe Blasto, Joe Blasto, Blasto Mulira. What happened when you attacka?
In the original Hutties. Cool!
Joe Blasto, Blasto Mulira.
Everyone joins in and Poe tears up.
Oh, more Wookiee fur and tree pollen?
Joy!
Meanwhile.
Nice, right? Second Death Star. We built two of these bad boys.
I know, and that's how we got the idea for Starkiller Base.
Ooh, Starkiller. Good name.
Hey.
Oh, you. Forgot you're still here. Skywalker is down on the forest moon of Endor. Go fetch.
Fine.
He leaves. The Emperor gestures to his throne.
Nice, right? Spins in both directions!
Not to point out the obvious, but sending Vader down to the forest moon above Endor to get Skywalker sets off the exact chain of events that ends with Vader picking you up and chucking you down a reactor shaft. And there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, so?
So aren't you worried about your apprentice betraying you?
Ha! You mean my former apprentice.
in the Jedi Temple.
Way to go, Rey. If you just listened to your friends and stayed on the Falcon, none of this would have happened. But instead, you ignored them and... and now you're talking to yourself.
Upset, young Rey was. And alone.
And hearing things.
You are not.
She turns to Yoda's Force ghost.
Master Yoda! I don't believe it!
With all you've seen today, so impossible to believe, is it?
Master Yoda, I failed completely.
So sure are you.
Failed to teach Finn, failed to stop Darth Vader, failed to find a way out of here. Pretty sure, yeah.
All teachers fail. Saw my failure with Luke on Dagobah, you did.
That's different.
No different. From failure, we can learn. Learn to be a better student, or better teacher. Come, let me show you what you failed to see.
Rey finds herself at the Life Day party on the Millennium Falcon with Yoda beside her.
I'm home.
No, here but not here you are, to learn.
Look out!
Two Ewoks accidentally tip over the tree. Finn rushes over and stops it from falling with the wooden lightsaber.
Whoa, where'd you learn that?
Rey taught me to be mindful of my surroundings.
Rey's a good teacher.
The best.
Wise Finn is.
No, wrong Finn is. I don't understand. I've pored over the Jedi texts, memorized all there is to know, dedicated myself to passing on that knowledge.
She watches another moment.
You sure I'm ready to become a Jedi?
Hand me the lightsaber.
Guess not.
Oh no. Instead of helping Finn, I hurt his feelings.
So focused on the books you were. The most important thing you forgot. Knowledge and training a Jedi needs, yes. But useless these are, without connection.
In the temple, figures float around
them.
What
do you see?
Jedi masters and their students.
Students, yes. But also...
friends.
The Jedi masters and apprentices fade away.
Understand now, you do. A happy life day, I wish you, young Rey.
Happy life day, Master Yoda.
Yoda walks toward the door.
Oh, wait! How do we get out of here? What about Vader and the Emperor?
Showed you all you need to know, I did. The power all along you had.
He fades away.
Whoa!
Oh!
I didn't mean to scare you. Did you find that key you're looking for?
No.
Oh. I thought maybe that was what the green guy meant when he said, you had the power all along.
You saw that?
At least I think that's what he said. It was kind of all backwardsy.
Had the power all along. Luke, thank you!
For what?
For teaching me something!
Rey takes a few steps and turns away from Luke and BB-8. Shutting her eyes, she blows out a breath, which fogs the air, then extends her hand. All around the temple, colorful crystals glow in the walls.
All living things. The Force connects.
Reach out.
Luke takes her hand.
In connection. Strength we find. And happen. Great things can.
The crystals float around them in a circle, moving faster and faster until they appear as colorful streaks of light.
You did it!
No, we did it. Come on!
Where are we going?
To set things right.
The colorful streaks turn into bright white light, which fills the view on the second Death Star.
So. Do you understand the plan?
Wait.
Kylo Ren spins in the throne chair.
The plan!
The Emperor uses the Force to stop the throne.
Do you understand it?
When Vader returns with Skywalker, I grab them and I chuck them both in the reactor.
That's right! See how they like it. Then you and I rule the galaxy for all eternity. The Emperor and his faithful second-in-command, the Supreme Leader.
Master, I'm unsure.
Oh, no. As you can see, Emperor is clearly above Supreme Leader. Speaking of which, Scoochie Scooch!
He pushes him off the throne.
Oh, I'm good with throwing my Uncle Luke down a reactor, but Grandpa Vader too?
Hey, don't get cold feet on me now, kid.
They turn to see a colorful portal near the reactor shaft.
What is that?
Rey emerges, surrounded by the spinning crystals.
Ben?
Ben? Who's Ben?
That's Supreme Leader Kylo Ren to you.
Wow, Check out this place.
You're gonna pay for what you did to me.
What I did to him? I don't even know who he is.
Less talky-talky, more fighty-fighty. Destroy them!
Rey and Kylo Ren ignite their sabers and charge at each other. With quick movements, they swing their glowing blades and block each other's blows. Kylo Ren knocks away Rey's lightsaber. He force throws her into a wall.
Yeah, woohoo! Dark side.
No one hurts my friend!
Luke chucks his milk carton at Kylo Ren, who freezes it and Luke. Spilled milk suspends in the air. Kylo Ren sends the carton into Luke's head, then throws him aside.
Excellent work, my new apprentice. Now, destroy Skywalker!
With pleasure.
BB-8 rolls in front of the unconscious Luke and extends his lighter. As Kylo Ren swings his saber down, Rey's blocks it.
Fine, destroy the girl first, then the Skywalker. Oh, and if Vader ever bothers to show up, destroy him too.
Wait, what? Uncle Luke?
Uncle?
Vader arrives with another Luke who wears all black.
What did you mean by destroy Vader too?
Rey sends Vader flying into Kylo Ren. She turns to the slightly older Luke.
No time to explain. We need to
stop everyone in a black cape. I know the drill.
Okay, they want to destroy me, as do you, and you. Really not sure whose side I'm on here.
Mine!
What about me?
Fine, you two, okay? All of us! Make with the fighty-fighty!
Kylo Ren and Darth Vader ignite their red lightsabers and face off with Rey and Luke, who nod at each other. The duos charge, and Rey fights Vader while Luke takes on Kylo Ren. Rey flips away from Vader, and Kylo Ren's and Luke's sabers lock together.
I've always hated you!
Kid, I've never seen you before in my life.
Kylo Ren is hit with Force Lightning.
Oopsie! Stop it!
The Emperor shoots Force Lightning at Luke, who flips out of the way. Rey runs sideways along the wall, jumps clear over the lightning, then heads straight for the Emperor. Kylo Ren gets between them and blocks her weapon with his. He sends her sliding back, then retracts a saber and extends his hand.
Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy.
Good. Wait, what now?
BB-8 sneaks up and steals the key from the Emperor. Kylo Ren reaches out and the key slips from BB-8's grip. It flies past Kylo Ren and into Rey's hand.
Really should have seen that coming.
Goodbye, Ben.
As he advances, Rey makes a portal between them and Kylo Ren runs into it. He ends up back in his quarters and his mask falls apart.
No! No! No!
He swings his saber wildly, breaking objects all over the room. General Hux enters, then backs out slowly. On the second Death Star.
Enough, Lord Vader. I will finish this.
He shoots lightning into Luke, who flies into a wall and crashes to the floor.
No!
And now, you will feel the full power of the dark side!
As lightning shoots from the Emperor's hands, Rey shuts her eyes. She opens them to find the lightning coursing over Vader.
Oh, that's for throwing me in the reactor!
I didn't!
Not yet! Dibbly-dabbly-dabbly!
Force lightning lifts Vader into the air and sends him crashing to the ground.
You are most impressive. Perhaps you'd like to join me as my new apprentice.
You, me, and that key.
Me? Join you? Never! You failed before, you'll fail again. Good will always triumph over evil.
Yes, well, we'll see about that.
Force lightning throws Rey into the reactor shaft. She drops the key as she grabs onto the edge.
If you won't join me, then I will go back and destroy Skywalker. Both of them. And Kylo Ren. And Vader. I will rule the galaxy forever. By myself, like I always should have. It is my destiny.
No!
She uses the Force to take the key from his hand.
Pathetic girl. Did you really think you could defeat me alone?
I am not alone.
As the key hangs in the air between them, the Luke in all black stands and extends his hand toward it as well. Vader gets up.
I'm coming, my master.
Luke, do you remember the first Jedi lesson you ever learned?
Let
go!
Rey and Luke release the key, which knocks the Emperor and Vader onto the throne.
Get off of me, you elf!
Rey gets the key.
Are you all right?
I've been worse.
Give me a hand, BB-8.
BB-8 uses a tool to drag the unconscious Luke toward a portal.
Where are you going?
to put you back where you belong. Well, not you, you. This you.
Don't you want to see what happens?
The throne spins uncontrollably.
I already know. May the Force be with you.
Nice kid.
Oh, perfect. Now they're getting away! And it's all your...
Vader picks him up.
Put me down!
I'm done taking orders from you.
Vader wears a holiday sweater with the Death Star on it.
Hey, what's with the sweater?
Vader drops him down the shaft.
Happy Life Day.
He throws the mug down too, and the Emperor gazes at it as he falls.
Galaxy's best Emperor. This is actually pretty thoughtful. Why was I so mean about it? In fact, why am I always so mean? It's a Life Day miracle!
Oh, that's it.
That's it from now on. No more dark side. No more ruining the galaxy. Oh, Sheevy Palpatine is gonna change his world!
He plummets toward a bright light at the bottom. On Tatooine, Rey emerges from a portal near the moisture farm and lays young Luke down.
He'll be fine. He's one tough Jedi. He just doesn't know it yet. Come on, there's still one more thing we need to fix.
BB-8 follows Rey, and they rush toward the battle still in progress. By the moisture farm, young Luke gets up and takes a drink from his blue milk carton as he gazes toward the binary suns, multiple portals appearing, then disappearing in the distance. Later, Rey and BB-8 return to the Jedi Temple. She walks up to the wall and sends the key back to its rightful place. Light shines along a Jedi Order symbol on the floor, illuminating the path to the door, which opens. On Kashyyyk, string lights decorate the outside of the Millennium Falcon. Inside, a circle of guests stand around C-3PO, who pops and locks to Max Rebo's music in a dance-off. Babu Frick does the worm, then spins on his head. Poe enters with a roasted tibia.
Who's hungry?
Do I smell Tipyip?
Rey!
Look at all this! Glad we made it back in time.
So are we.
Oh my! That must have been quite an adventure. How many Master Skywalkers? That sounds quite impossible.
So did you find what you were looking for at the temple?
Turns out what I was looking for was right here.
Rey and Finn hug.
Oh, all right, you two. Enough hugging. Come on, let's see!
Are you crying again?
No! Pollen!
At the table, Poe holds a carving knife.
Care to do the honors, Jedi Party Master?
I think Finn should do it. But you're going to need this.
Her lightsaber.
Whoa! So I am ready to become a Jedi.
And now I'm ready to train you.
Finn stands before the Tipyip.
Okay. Let go. Let go. Let go.
With his eyes shut, Finn brings the lightsaber down, cutting the table in half.
Oh, Finn!
We'll work on that, together.
Snow falls into the Falcon through an open hatch.
Oh, my.
No way.
Snow on Kashyyyk. Why the odds of this happening up? Where is everybody? Wait for me!
Whoa!
Everyone rushes outside to find Snow blanketing the ground. One of Chewie's relatives chucks BB-8.
BB-8!
Chewie's family makes snow angels, and the Porgs slide around on their tummies and fly over Rose.
Woo!
Zori holds mistletoe over Poe, and he kisses her helmet.
Look out!
BB-8 pokes out of a huge snowball as it rolls past Rey, who sees Luke's and Leia's ghosts smiling at her.
A time of joy. Of friendship. Of family. All of this, Life Day is.
The partygoers dance joyfully in a circle. Then they become a drawing in the book, which Yoda, wearing a hat, picks up.
And a happy one, I wish you.
He closes the book with a smile, and the view tilts up to glowing streaks of light in the sky. Then Iris is out. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney+. Voice by KG Tang.